Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now, here's your host, the man on a mission to take your health to a whole new level. It's Dr. Eric Berg.
So the question is, what exercise will burn the most fat, okay? Out of the three variables, we have duration, intensity, and recovery. Intensity is the factor that will burn more fat than any other exercise. In fact, intensity will increase growth hormone by 450%. So what I'm going to demonstrate is a type of exercise called interval training. The heck? These kids, gum. High fructose corn syrup. This is going to kill you. So I like to take the bike, and you can do hills, you can do sprints, and then you can relax because you can coast with the bike. But when you do this, you probably don't want to start with a hill, you want to start with something a little bit smaller. There are many exercises, like you could do, for example, you can do the skiing exercise back and forth, jumping back and forth. You can do pushing against the wall, trying to push the wall down. You can jump rope. You can do push-ups. You can jump up and down like burpees. But the main thing is to get high intensity with some rest back and forth. But before you do this, make sure you're sleeping, make sure you have enough energy, and make sure you're somewhat fit. And if you're just going into this, you might want to start off walking and then doing it very, very small and gradually working yourself up. But you want to work up to this. Let's check it out. Whew. Okay, so that was called jump the stump to get rid of your bump, right? So that's what my wife always calls it. All right, so you can take anything in your house. You can do stairs. You can, if you don't have a stump, you can go to the gym. You want to find a little platform and you can hop on things. It's called plyometrics. So basically it's the science of hopping. But you want to get your whole body, every single cell, every single muscle in explosion, and then we want to relax. We're relaxing now. We're going to let our body fully come down to a pre-resting state for about 3 minutes. So you're gonna do high intensity for maybe 30 seconds and rest for 3 minutes. But each person is different. You can calculate your exercise recovery cycle with different tests, but we're not gonna get into that right now. So you're resting, you're sitting here, you're waiting for your heart rate to come down. You're not jogging in place, you're sitting down. But you wanna start off small. You wanna jump on small little platforms to work up to this. Don't just jump right up here right away. But I have people in their 70s that are doing this on their stairs at their house. So check out this guy right here. He's 75 years old. He's jumping on his stairs back and forth. Him and his wife are doing it. She's not in her 70s, she's in her 50s. And they do this every other day. So it's very, very healthy for the cardiovascular system. It's good for your blood sugars and it's really good for fat burning. I want to take it to the next level. I want to see there's something I could actually jump on that is a little higher than I normally jump on. I have an idea. Let's go over here. What do you think? Should I do it? Should I try it? Oh, what the heck? You only live once. There's one more point about interval training. To keep growth hormone, which is the anti-aging fat-burning hormone, continually going up, you have to keep making it more difficult because your body adapts. And when your body gets used to it, that hormone doesn't increase anymore. So you have to constantly come up with creative ideas to make it harder and harder. So I'm kind of at the stage where I need to come up with a really difficult jump, a really high jump. Let me think what I can do. I have an idea.